Okay, today's daf is Beitz Daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Tez Zayin Amabez by the two dots. That is where we'll start. We just quoted a Tosefta, which the Tosefta said that Yantif that falls out on Friday on Erev Shabbos, there is a machlokas, what one is allowed to do in terms of getting ready for Shabbos. The Tanakhama says that one is not allowed to make any type of Erevin in order to get ready from Yantif to Shabbos. One can't make an Erev Chatzeres, one can't set in Erev Tchumen. That was the Tanakama Shita, while the second Shita of Rebbe said that one is allowed, at least the version of Rebbe that we have, is that one is allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres, but one cannot make an Erev Tchumen. The question is, why not? Why can't one make an Erev Tchumen and one can't make an Erev Chatzeres? The Gemara gave the Svara of Mibnei Sha'ata Ostro Badavar Ha'Ostrolo Viata Ostro Badavar Ha'Mutrolo. One is allowed to makes an Erev regarding something that is mutter for him to do today. But sorry, that is asr for him to do today, so then that is not allowed. And that is why Erev Chatzeres, which doesn't have anything to do with Yantif, because then Yantif is all mutter. You don't need Erev Chatzeres on Yantif. One is allowed to carry in and out, so then that would be mutter to get that ready for the next day, because you're in the world of Heter. Masha'enkin, when it comes to Erev Tchumen, there is a concept of Tchum even on Yantif, assumes the Gemara, and therefore one would not be able to set an Erev Tchum for the following day, Shabbos, as well. Okay, so now we're up to Ibai Luhu. The Gemara says, Halacha karebi lukula o lachumra. We pass it like Rebbe lukula or lachumra. The Gemara says, one second, I don't understand that question. The Gemara just quoted the Machlokas. The Tadakama said, the Rabbanan said that everything's aser, and Rebbe said half is mekel, so of course Rebbe is lukula. What kind of question is that? Pshita de lakula kamar. Of course, Rebbe is saying lakula. What exactly is meant by that question? So the Gemara says no, because we're really not sure what Rebbe said. Bishum de shalach Rebbe Eliezer lagola lo kishaatem shonim bebavel. Not like you learned in Bavel. Rebbe matir vachachavim ostrim, which is like the version that we have, that Rebbe is lakula. Ella, the opposite. Rebbe oser vachamatirin. My. The question of the Gemara is that we don't know what Rebbe really said. We pass it like Rebbe, but was Rebbe the more Mekel Shita, or was Rebbe the more Machmer Shita? That's what we didn't know. That's why we asked the question, my. So, Tashma, Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi, Avad Uvda Kavasi de Shmuel. Well, the story goes that Rav Tachlifa acted like Shmuel in a certain story. V'yamar Rav, and Rav, when he heard that, that's what Shmuel paskined, he argued with him, and he got upset. He said, "Tchilas hora'a dahait serva mirabana l'kalkula." Oh, the first psak that this Rav Shmuel, this psak, that Rav Tachlifa paskin like Shmuel, the first psak was mistaken and led to kilkul and led to terrible consequences l'kalkula. That was Rav's reaction to the psak of paskin like Shmuel. So, "I amrit bishlama l'kula kamar haino kilkula." If you say that Rav is Lakula Ka'amar, so then we understand the Kilkel. Again, he paskin like Shmuel, and Rav got very upset. How could you do that? So if you say that Rav is the Mekel Shita Fan, you understand. Ela I Amrit Lachumra, my Kilkula Ika. But if you say it's Lachumra, so what's the Kilkel involved? So the Gemara answers, Kiva the Makalkali Barabim, Hainu Kilkula. Since people, the Rabbim, will be Mekulkal, what does that mean? Rashi says, Sheshochachin umetaltalin below Erev, that they will be carry things around without an Erev because of the Psak. Haino Kukula, that is the Kilkul. What do you mean? They'll just be extra Machmir. What's the problem? The answer is, if it was Mutter to be Ma'are from yesterday, he asered, but now they're not going to have any type of Erev, and they might have to carry it without an Erev. So that's what will be the Kilkel. If they would have just been Mekel and allowed him to make an Erev beforehand, so then that would have been better. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Huna, Halacha, Karebi, Vele Esar. We passing like the Aser version of Rebbe, which means that you're not allowed to make the Erev Tchumen on Yantav going into Shabbos, even though you can make the Erev Chatzeres. Okay, that's finishing up that last topic. Again, within the larger topic of Erev Tavshilin, as we know, these first couple of dafib here in the second parak. Tana Rabbanan. Today we're going to have a number of inyani yantif, as we'll see in Yana Dioma. Tana Rabbanan. Yantif shachalias b'shabbis. When we have yantif on Shabbos together, right, not a Shabbos chalamoi. That's just Shabbos along with chalamoi, but Shabbos yantif mamish. So what is the halacha? What type of Shemona Esrei does one say? We know from Maseches Brachos that every Shemona Esrei requires what we would call a matir. Requires a pasuk in Navi to allow me to be the source, the precedent for me to say that Shemona Esrei. That's why the Gemara struggles to find what is the source for an 18 Bracha Shemona Esrei. What's the source for a 7 Bracha Shemona Esrei, a 9 Bracha Shemona Esrei, a 24 in Bracha Shemona Esrei? All of the Shemona Esreis, Yantif, Rosh Hashanah, Ta'anios, and weekdays. So what happens when Yantif falls down on Shabbos? Beishamai Omrim, Mispalo Shemona. Beishamai says, 8 Bracha Shemona Esrei. That Gemara there does not quote a source for 8. Mestama Beishamai has a source for 8. V'omer shal Shabbos b'fnei atzma v'shal yantif b'fnei atzma. You have to mention Shabbos and you have to mention yantif. So that's why it's an 8 bracha shmona esrei, says Beishamai. Ubeis Hillel, how do you, fine, we'll talk about how you do that. Ubeis Hillel omrim mispalel sheva. No, 7 bracha shmona esrei, as we do. Maschil b'shal Shabbos, you start talking about Shabbos, 1 bracha. You take 2 themes and put it into 1 bracha. Maschil b'shal Shabbos, u'misayim b'shal Shabbos, v'omer k'dushas ayom ba'emsa, Shabbos, Yontif, Shabbos. In the middle bracha, that is the Kedushas Hayom. Rebbe Omer, Avchosim Ba, also the ending, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael VaHazmanim. Also we end, we start with Shabbos first, and B'nai Yisrael are Mekadesh Dizmanim and not Shabbos, that's why we have this formulation. Shabbos, Yisrael VaHazmanim. That is the Shita of Beis Hillel. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, what do we do? How do we put it all together? Maschil lahaskar Shabbos chila vatite lanu es yom hamenucha hazeh ves yom chagaploni hazeh. So instead of saying yom haShabbos hazeh, Rashi's lashon is yom hamenucha. The language is also quoted in the Rama. We'll get back to this Beis Hillel in a minute. The Rama writes in Arachayim, in Hilchos Shabbos, when the Shabbos and Yantif, you put Shabbos into Yalav Yavo. That's the lashon that the Rama has. Yom hamenucha hazeh ves yom chagamatzos, whatever the Yantif is. That is the language that the Rama has, but that's from Rashi right here, that some Rishonim had this. Tani Tana Kaved Ravina, there was someone who was mentioning a brisa in front of Ravina, Mekadesh Yisrael vahashabbos lahazmanim, but he switched the order. He had Yisrael before Shabbos, and Amar Leh, and Ravina, when he heard that, he said, that's wrong. Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekad Sheleh. Is Shabbos sanctified and created by Am Yisrael? For Shabbos mikdush v'kayma. What do you mean Shabbos is mekudesh v'yomed? Right, it's kfiyah v'kayma. You don't have to Bnei Yisrael do anything to Shabbos, even if there's no bezdin. Right, bezman hazeh, we have Shabbos. El, and even if we wouldn't have had a calendar made. Ela ema mekadesh haShabbos Yisrael v'azmanim. Right, you put Yisrael before Azmanim, but you put Shabbos before Yisrael. Amar of Yosef halacha karebi uketetaritz Ravina. The halacha is like Rebbe, as Ravina explains, meaning Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Okay, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Beishamai and Beis Hillel? That Beishamai says you take both themes, you make an H Bracha Shmona Esrei, while Beis Hillel says you put it together. This is a topic that we've mentioned a number of times in the past, that we always start off with the Torah in Arachayim and Kuf Peches. The Torah quotes, when you have Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, and we know the usual rule is, in benching, if I have a chiyuv to eat bread, then if I forget Yalav Yavo, or whatever the hosafa is, so then I have to repeat. If I did have a chiyuv to eat bread, then even if I forget, then I don't have to repeat. So Rosh Chodesh, there is no chiyuv to eat bread. The Shulchan Aruch says, yes, mitzvah laharbos, besudas Rosh Chodesh, but there's no chiyuv to eat bread. So if I forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, I do not have to repeat Birchas HaMazon. Masha'ekein, when it comes to Shabbos, first 2 meals for sure, and Yantif, if I forget Yalav Yavo, then I have to repeat Birchas HaMazon. What happens if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and I forget Yalav Yavo in that Shemona Esrei, in that Birchas HaMazon? I said Ritzei, I didn't say Yalav Yavo. So, what do you say? On the one hand, you mentioned Ritzei, and you have to eat bread because of Shabbos. But on the other hand, this is a meal that you have to eat bread. And you didn't say a perfect benching. So, the Torah quotes a machlokas. The Torah quotes, oh yeah, Omer of Yosef, she'ein machzirin. You don't have to go back. In pasach batova meitif, afagav dahash delo sagi delo achil, even though this benching requires, this meal requires bread, mikol makom, mishum haimi uta lo tiknu lahachzir. Because of this, they weren't misakein. V'gam chiv achila dahayom mishum shabbosu. It's because of Shabbos. That's what he quotes from Rav Yosef. And then he quotes his brother, Rav Yechiel. V'yeish chokim bazeh I like the other opinion. If you forget Yalav Yavo in benching on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you have to repeat. What's the Svara? He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos in the second parak. Yom Shenis Chayev Ba'ar B'Tfilos. It's a day. We'll get to that. Alanisim and the Shabbos is a day that's obligated in four tefillos. So Achanami is here too. Similar question. What if you forget Al Hanisim in a Shabbos Shmona Esrei? So there again, you had to say the Shmona Esrei. It's you had to put in the Hosafa, but not Al Hanisim. Al Hanisim is usually not mandatory if you forget it. So it's the same kind of thing. The Gemara has a line that the Torah takes. So what's the machlokas about? This might be what we mentioned in the past. And that is when we have 2 days of Kedusha that overlap with each other. Not like what we spoke about in the first parak on Dav Dalad, where we had a machlokas, whether Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos, which meant when you have 2 Kedushos which are connected to each other, Shabbos Yantif, Yantif Yantif, or the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, right? We had the 3 machlokos in a row. That was where they were contiguous with each other. Here, they overlap with each other. How do you look at that conceptually? Are they looked at as 2 separate kedushos that overlap? Or are they looked at as 2 kedushos that merge with each other, that blend with each other and create 1 big, unified, new type of kedusha? Maybe that is goof of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says it's Shabbos, comma, Yantif. Right, it's Shabbos, comma, Rosh Chodesh, because the 2 kedushas do not blend. Mashenkeit, according to Beis Hillel, no, you see, 1 Shmon Esrei. It's not just a technical machlokas. It's about how you look at the kedushas. And that gufa could be the machlokas between the Torah's brother and Rav Yosef. Meaning, if I say it's 1 blended, unified kedusha, that if I forget Rosh Chodesh, that I have to repeat. Because there's 1 unified kedusha, Mashenkeit. If it comes to the other shita, then no, it's 2 common kedushas. Who says this? So if you look at Rav Yosef Egel in Tziyunim LaTorah on page 94, 95, so he quotes, he says, this issue comes from the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim says, what happens if you have Tadir u'mikudash? You have something that is more common and something that is more special. Which goes first? Usually Tadir v'she'eno Tadir, Tadir Kodem. But what happens if you have something that is more sanctified? So for example, the Gemara says, if you have the Musaf of Shabbos and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, which comes first? The Musaf of Shabbos is more Tadir. But the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is called, Rosh Chodesh is called Moed and not Shabbos. So it's more Mekudash. So which goes first? So the Gemara says, Atu Rosh Chodesh l'musafin didei ahani l'musfei Shabbos lo ahani. It's an amazing line. 1 second, says the Gemara. Are the Rosh Chodesh Musafin only about itself? It's also Shabbos today. What's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? Says the Yosef Engel, it's our Pshat. Nira Kavanas HaGemara. Da Hamakshon VeHatartza Nechlku Po Bisvara Hecha. Mori Varabi of Rosenzweig always like to say that the Tzion of Yosef Engel is always terminologically laden. He has brisker ideas, and he has thick lashonos which are reflecting those brisker ideas. This is a perfect example. Damakshav atarz nechleku po b'svara heicha diyesh yom. I mean, he doesn't say like chefsa gavre and those type of lashonos, but he has those ideas. Diyesh lo liyom echad beis kedushos rosh chodesh shachal b'shabbes diyesh el yom kedushas rosh chodesh v'kedushas shabbes in beis hakedushos ha'ela shel hayom omedes kol achas bifle atzma. O Dilma, in an almost kolachad levneatva, rock, he mischabros u misachdos, vinasos kedusha achas atzuma vigdola. The sphere le la makshon, so the questioner said that it was the first far, that they see a bit by themselves. So you can say which goes first. Musfei Rosh Chodesh, Musfei Shabbos, Tadir u'mekudash. But, al zeh chodis le'atartzon, de'ein adover kisvaraso, rock de kishayesh beis kedushos liyom echad, in omdos kolachas bifrei atzma, ach mischabros u'misachdos v'nasos kedusha achas atzuma v'gdola. And therefore, Musaf Shabbos is also Musaf Rosh Chodesh. These aren't mutually exclusive, and therefore, It's not such a simple question, which one goes first? Again, and he gives many examples of this. And you might be mechalik between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and Yantav. Right? Some things are more blendable than others. That is Rabbi Yosef Engel's language in the Tziyun Matar. Remember we mentioned whenever we mentioned this also, I think we had a Daf Yin about this like 4 years ago or so. I don't remember. The machlokas Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ar Sameach. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, what happens if somebody has to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur? Zechola sheyesh bo sakana. They have to eat on Yom Kippur. Let me go back a step. Do they have to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur? That's the Shiloh. Rabbi Kiva Eger says no. Yom Kippur, there was no Kiddush that was Mesukan for Yom Kippur. Except, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, except when Yom Kippur shechalias b'Shabbos. If it's Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos, then you have to make Kiddush, because you have to roll on Shabbos. So you have to make Kiddush when Yom Kippur shechal yes b'Shabbos. Says the Ar Sameach, Inuchis Avodas Yom Kippurim, no way! He says, no, it's Yom Kippur. So it's Shabbos Yom Kippur, it's not Shabbos. It's Shabbos Yom Kippur. So Gufa that Machlokas also is totally on our issue. How do you look at the Kedushos HaMizmazgos? It's Shabbos and it's Yom Kippur, or it's Shabbos Yom Kippur? The last one to mention is the Machlokas, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Dalad where he discusses a case that was somebody that was taken by the authorities to jail. And he was in jail Shabbos Rosh Chodesh morning. I didn't know how long he would be there. And he had a daven. So he davened without a sitter, but he didn't know Atal Yatzarta by heart. So he said, Tikata Shabbos. And then later that afternoon, he got free. They let him out. So he goes to Rav Moshe and says, okay, what do I do now? So Rav Moshe Paskin, you say the weekday Rosh Chodesh Mona Esrei. Rosh Chodesh, that's it. You already yotze your Shabbos. You said tikat the Shabbos. So just add, say you're a weekday Rosh Chodesh Mona Esrei. Rosh Chodesh Mona says no. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Ati Yatzarta. So that kufa again is tali pashtus on our chakira, but that's the machlokas here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, we continue. Tana Rabbanan. Continuing this issue, Shabbos shechal yes b'rosh chodesh, o b'cholo shalmoed, Shabbos rosh chodesh, or Shabbos chalamoed, arvis v'shachris u'mincha mispalol sheva, v'omer me'ein amor b'avoda. It's Shabbos. So what do? You say the Shabbos shmones, right? And you add in yalav yavo by ritzei, like what we do. V'imlo amar machzirin oso. And if you don't say it, you have to go back, right? Ma'ariv on chalamoed, that's what everybody always gets mixed up with. Ma'ariv Chalamoed, if I don't mention Yalav Yavo, then I have to repeat. It's only Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh that I don't have to repeat because of Eim Kachin and Sechodesh Balayla. But Ma'ariv of Chalamoed, one has to repeat if one forgets Yalav Yavo. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Behoda'a. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you say it in Hoda'a. You say it in the place where Alanisim is usually said. That's where you're most fit. Ubi Musafin, and what about Musaf? Maskil Bishel Shabbos, Umisayim Bishel Shabbos, Homer Kedushah Yom Ba'emsa. Tarakaba says, you mentioned Shabbos. You start off with Atov HaKartan Mikol HaAmim, you start off with Yantif, and then you end off with Yantif, and you have Shabbos in the middle. Reb Shibbe Gamliel, Reb Shibbe Yishmael, Bedosh Reb Yochanan Broko, Me'omrim, Kol Makom Shehuzkak L'Sheva. Whenever you have to say a seven Brach L'Shmona Esrei, Kol Makom, even for Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha, Maskel b'shal Shabbos, b'zayim b'shal Shabbos, omer kedushah yom ba'emsa. We don't pass in that way. We pass in, you just say yal v'yavo. You say a weekday shmona esrei. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, no, you have the seven brachos shmona esrei throughout. Omer avhuna in halacha ka'oso hazug. We don't pass in that way. On this line of behoda'a, so Chazuke Chemen has a line about hoda'a, and that is related to Birchas HaGomel. Birchas HaGomel. This is the question. There's someone's in the middle of Kriya Shema. They came in late to davening. And all of a sudden, the gabbai calls them up for an aliyah. And the guy goes, no. And I'm in the middle of Kriya Shema. And the gabbai says, because it's a knowledgeable gabbai, he opens up a Mishnah Berurah and shows him that if the person is in the middle of Kriya Shema and he's called up for an aliyah, he goes up and gets the aliyah. Somebody finishes the pasuk. Shafilu im karuli Yisrael latorah v'omid b'emsa Kriya Shema yifsok v'yalu latorah b'pnei kavad haTorah. He goes. So the Mispalel says, okay, so you got me. So he gets the Aliyah, and then he motions to the Gabbai that he also has to say Berachas HaGomel. Can he even say Berachas HaGomel in the middle of Kriya Shema? And that is not a Beforish, that's not a Beforish to the Mishnah Berurah. But it's Tavgo Mispalelim, Im Gam Brachazu Mutter LaOmra. So Halacha LaMaisa, it says, Kisha Omi Bebsa Kriya Shema. The Gabbai said, yes.
Gaba was machlit, yeah, you can say brechas on gomel. And everybody started wondering, did he do the right thing? Is this right? So he says, well, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simin Kuf Gimel, Haya Ome Bitfila, if somebody's in the middle of Shmona Esrei and they have to pass wind, you have to see a special tefillah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Sha'omer Ribono Lomet Bamsa Tefillah, because after all, once you are mafsik to do what you have to do, so you can continue. So he says, and that's what, he says, similar to what I wrote, Rav Zilberstein is the author of Torah Se'oledes, Sefer on childbirth. So he says, if somebody is na'alas, misha na'alas b'hafsik b'emsa b'rchas kriyashma, l'lavos cholo l'beit cholim, v'na'alas l'dvar rofe, often in the middle of davening, and you have to take somebody who's right, hatzalah call. You run out, and you have to speak to the doctor. Hey, do you have to be mechashiv every single word that you take out because, that you speak because you're talking to the doctor, right? Like, just like on Shabbos, you have to make a phone call. He says, no! You don't have to be a shokel. Once the tefillah was mufsekes v'omedes, so then don't worry about it. Or, these are all similar cases. Somebody who's a cholesh, yesh bo sakana, that is mechuyev to eat, take some type of, sugar, right? He's a diabetic, whatever it is. In the middle of davening, he makes a bracha. All these examples, once you have the heter to be mafsek, then you can add in a little bit. So to luchara here too? But then he says, maybe not. Because Lamaisa ain't advarim domim. He says, earlier, the hefsik is the same issue. You're allowed to eat, so you can make a bracha on the eating. Right? You're allowed to be mafsik for the cholas. You can talk to the bracha, because it's the same thing. But getting an aliyah and saying birchas agomel, that's two different, okay, the minhag is saying birchas agomel b'shas aliyah. You can say birchas agomel the whole day. Right? If it's, b'tzibur. Therefore, he says, Lamaisa, the gabbai was wrong, pashtus, and he shouldn't have let him say birchas agomel. But he hands off a sarachiyah. That's on Hoda. Should continue where he left off in Davide? Yes. Yeah, go back to where he left off. They told him, what if you were mafsik, as long, Kadesha Ligbar is Kula. But then, Lechora, that's here, you had a heter. You had a heter. So it wasn't, Kadesha Ligbar is Kula is if you were mafsik at a time when you didn't have a reason to be. You just took a break. One of the have to go to the bathroom, depends where it is. If one of the middle of Shemona Esrei, or say one of the middle of Kriya Shema, that we usually say to wait till after Shemona Esrei to say the Asher Yatzar, right? Unless you're going to have to go again, then more of an issue. But if one thinks that they're going to be finished, right? The Asher Yatzar, the limit of Asher Yatzar is until a person has to go to the bathroom again, right? As long as it takes. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, Amar of, right in the middle, Amar of Chiyabar Ashi Amarav, Meniach Adam Eruve Tchumin Miyantif Lachaveira Umasna. A person can make an Erev Tchumin, you have 2 days Yantif. A person can make an Erev Tchum from the first day of Yantif to the second day of Yantif. Why? If he remembers on the first day of Yantif that he didn't make an Erev Tchumin, he can make the Tnai. Because remember, one of the days is not Yantif. So he makes the Tnai like we had earlier in the back of the first paragraph. If today is Chol, then today is the real set. And if it's tomorrow, then today is the real set. He makes that tonight. Amar Rava, Maniach Adam Erev Tavshilin Miyom Tav L'Chavir Masna. He can also make the Tnai for Erev Tavshilin. But it's not exactly the same. Like, let's say he's on Thursday, it's Thursday, so he says, if today's weekday, tomorrow's Chol, then today's the Erev Tavshilin. If today's Yantif, tomorrow's Chol, then I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. Right, so it's not exactly the same parallel, but that's because then the day in between is weekday. So either way, he's allowed to make that tonight. Man da'amar Eruvei Tchumin, kol shekein Eruvei Tavshilin. The one who says Erev Tchumin says, surely Erev Tavshilin, which is a less serious halachic mechanism. And therefore, it can be made. Umanda Amar Eruve Tavshilin Aval Eruve Tchumin Lo. But the one who allows Erev Tavshilin says Erev Tchum might not say Erev Tavshilin. Why? That's a more serious halachic mechanism. My time, Dilamikni Shvisa Bishabsa Lo. In order to create a new makom shvisa, not just starting to cook, but if you're creating a new center of your existence on Shabbos or Yantif, so then that's not allowed. That even b'makom safek. Even makom safek. That's the chiddush. That's Rashi. Rashi first of all says, shvisa b'shabes is even shvisa b'yantiv, not literally. V'metiru, lo'itiru liklo shvisa b'yantiv, afilu misafek. It's more of a serious issue, and therefore you can't. You missed it. You're not allowed to, change it. Tosfos here says, but 1 minute. You're not allowed to be miknei shvisa, but Tosfos says, a couple of questions. But Tosfos, let's go to the tenth line of Tosfos. Tosfos asks from a Gemara in Maseches Gittin, in Hazorik, regarding a Shchiv Meira. Person is a Shchiv Meira, right? He's not a Goses. Goses is someone who's about to die. A Shchiv Meira is a status de Rabbanan that the Rabbanan gave so that people are able to put their estate in order, and they don't have a tir of hadas. So Shchemira to Amar, if Shchemira wants to give a get on Shabbos, he's able to, even though it's a kinyan. What do you mean? L'mikne shvisa b'Shabbos is not allowed, even though that's only might only be an issue d'rabanan, right? It's a suffix, could be. But he says v'hasam ma'iri b'Shabbos d'shori lasos kinyan v'achasam l'mikne shvisa filu b'yantif. Tosfos gives the answer that we just alluded to, basically describing shchemira, and that is chazal matzadeh because of tirif hadas. The shchemira shiny, the tira olav shlo titarev daito. Chazal allowed a lot of things to be done on Shabbos or Yontif because of shchemira. We don't want him to have tirif hadas. V'teida, the ishchiluk bein shchemira leish acher. Right on, and I'll make another distinction. I'll show you between a shchemira and someone else. The ha'itiru lo legarish b'Shabbos. Right, that was talking about Yontif. I'm sorry, the case of Shchemira and Gittin was Tezo v'Techen v'Tiftach, right, in a certain case with to be Miyached the place. And here he says, in the continuation of that Gemara, he was allowed to be Megarish on Shabbos, v'ein onu Mekadshin v'ein Megarshin. And we know the Mishnah later on says you can't be Megarish or Mekadish on Shabbos. V'Ava gavdolo kamar l'kaman ein Megarshin. And even though it only says later on, you're not allowed to be Megarish, mikol makom, lama yish l'chalik bein kiddushin l'gerishin. Why should there be any difference? Basically, for any type of cases of Shchemira, of Shabbos and Yontif, and Shchemira, so we're mekel. Tosfos had that interesting line at the end, but why should there be any distinctions between kiddushin and gerishin? That is an interesting line. Whenever Tosfos has a line like that, you know, now somebody out there is going to say there is a big difference. Why should there be a difference? Well, somebody's got to say there's a difference. So Tosfos is saying there's no difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin. There could very well be a difference. Kiddushin is for sure a Kenyan. That's for sure a Kenyan. Right? Haisha Niknes, Bekesa Sharobia. Is Gerushin a Kenyan? Kerushin and Gerushin, that is not so clear. The Ksos is the one that made that discussion famous. The Ksos is him in Reish. Says Ibn Reish discussing the halacha of giving a get on Isurei Hana'a. Somebody writes a get on Isur Hana'a, on a Shara Niska, and gives it to the wife. Does that work? Kasval Isurei Hana'a. So that works. Why does that work? Can't be give a kiddy with Isurei Hana'a. Or the concept of Ba'in Ke'echad uniquely works by Gittin. And by Shtar Shichur, but by Gittin. A man owns everything that his wife owns. So how can a man give a get to his wife? Everything that he owns, the rishus that he has, is her, that she has, it's really his. So that's a kind of a bon ke'echad. It comes at the same halachic moment. How does that work? So it says that Ksos Gerishin is not really a kinyan. It's an asina. V'nasan. V'nasan la. V'nasan biyada. It's an asina. That's a different halachic mechanism. It's not a true kinyan. And therefore, that's why it could work, and it could even work on Isurei Hana'a. So Tosfos has the line of why should there be a difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin? There might be a difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin. Right, it's the same thing regarding this halacha, but that's an important line in Tosfos. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. Now we're up to the sugya of Marbe B'Shi'urin. Ribi b'shiurin, when I have a heter to do something, can I expand that heter even though I don't really need to, per se? Tan Rabbanon, ein ofim yad v'chaveiro, I'm not allowed to bake from Yontif or cook from Yontif to the next day of Yontif. I can't bake bread. Be'emes amru, but we say, be'emes adai zviz halacha moshe b'sinai, so that means it's a mesora, mimala isha kol hakadeira basar, afal b'isha yitzricha el chadicha achas, I could fill up the whole pot with meat, even though I only need one piece. Let's say I'm cooking on Yontif, which I'm allowed to cook on Yontif. I only need two pieces of meat. But once I'm throwing it into the pot, I can throw in 10 pieces. Mar bebishi urin. Or, mimale nachtom chavishal mayim. Afal bishi inatzorakal kiton echad. I'm allowed to fill up the whole percolator, the whole urn with water, even though I only need a little bit to boil. Avale afos ina ofe elamashitzoreklo. So the Nachtom can fill up the water, but he cannot do the baking. Why? Because the baking is a separate tircha for each one. You have to bake each cookie, each challah. But for the water, it's all one boiling. Rishib et alazar omer, mamala isha kalatadar pas, v'deisha pas, nefes yafeh, v'zvachatadar balde. Rishib et alazar argues, says, no. Even baking, when the pot, the oven is full, that it keeps the heat, retains the heat, a little stronger, a little hotter, so it cooks better. So that's a tzarech for you. So therefore, it is it is allowed. Amar Rava Halacha Kershav et Elazar, it is allowed. We paskin Ribuy b'shiurin is mutter. This is a huge topic in the Rishonim. Just to mention it, the Ran, the Rashba, all discuss Ribuy b'shiurin. There are a couple of Gemaras, right? The Gemara in Chulin discusses what happens if I need two dates for a Chol HaSheish Basakana. It's Shabbos. I need two dates. And I go to the date tree, and I see there's one branch with four dates on it. Or there's three branches, or two branches with one date each on it. So what do I cut? I only need two dates. So do I cut the two branches? Because that's two dates, that's what I need. But that's two Maisik Siris. Or do I cut the one branch with four dates on it? And I'm going to have more than two dates that I need. Which one is better? Do you do more of the Isser Maisa, or do I say, no, you have the Heter to do that. It's Mutter. Mashiach, the other case. So the Ran discusses this, and the other Rishonim say, that Gemara seems to say that it is, you have to do the least amount. The least amount. You can't do Ribi, you can't do the one with the four. So the question is, why here do we say Ribi B'shirin is Mutter, and there it's Aser. So the Ran has the chilik between Shabbos and pikuach nefesh on Shabbos and the heter of ochel nefesh on Yantif. Hutra versus dechuya. That's the Ran. When it comes to pikuach nefesh hutra, and therefore, I'm sorry, when it comes to ochel nefesh on Yantif, that's what we would call hutra. We quoted this Ran back on Daf Gimel. And therefore, Rebbe Shirin is mutter, a function of that. It's totally mutter, ochel nefesh. Mashiki, pikuach nefesh we paskin dechuya. And therefore, you have to do the minimum amount, and you can't just be marbe b'shirin. Nefila nearly barer. Devadei, ribi d'shirin b'shabes, midaraisa mitzar. V'yafilu hachi lo dami ribi b'shirin d'biyanta, the ribi b'shirin b'shabes. Shashabes even says, ribi b'shirin on Shabbos, within pikuach nefesh, would be dechuya. Shashabes dechuya he eats a chola, v'lo hutra. V'chulu, v'lefichah, kol shev ikir malacha aser, avto safto kamohu, mitzar midaraisa, avo yantif, ochel nefesh hutarba, tafilu efshar me'er yantif shari, kol shev marbe, ala ikir, v'vashi b'torach, echad to safto kamohu, I'll go with this one tircha. That is the Ran's chilek of ribuy b'shiurin hutra and dechuya. There is questions, does this apply to other contexts? What about tumah? Once I'm allowed to be matami myself, but it comes up. A couple of weeks ago, I was at a friend lost his father, and I was at the Levaya, and the son, they were all Kahanim. So they were obviously allowed to be in the Ohel, being masked with his father. But they went to bury his father. So we passed, the Kohanim have to stay out if it's in the middle of other Kvaris. You can't go. You can't go, be covert, take part in the Kvura. You can stay on the outside by the road. Why not? We Rebbe Shirin, once he's Matami himself, he'll be Matami some more. No, we pass it no. Because he can't just be Marbe Shirin in that context. Once I'm Tami anyway, I'm Tami anyway. So, or what happens if somebody, the question is asked, what if somebody is actually touching a dead body? Could they then? Because then is there Reboy? He's Tami right now. Okay, but either way, it's a question, does this apply to outside of Yantif and Shabbos v'chulu? Again, a big topic which we're not going fully into right now. Let's continue. Ibai Elohu. Mishlo, back to Erev Tavshilin. Mishlo, iniach Erev Tavshilin. If somebody did not make an Erev Tavshilin, who ne'esar v'kimcho ne'esar? Is he and his flour forbidden? Meaning somebody else can't even cook with his food? O Dilma, who ne'esar v'kimcho ne'esar? Or just him. L'may nafkemina, la'aknuya kimcho la'achirim. L'may nafkemina, can he give... Can he be marketed his flour to someone else? E amrit hu nesar v'kimcho nesar, tzarech la'aknuya kimcho la'achirim. If you say his kemach is also asered, then he's got to be marketed to someone else, and then somebody else can bake it because it's really theirs. V'e amrit hu nesar v'en kimcho nesar. But if you say it's only him and not his flour, lo tzarech la'aknuya kimcho la'achirim, that somebody else can just bake for him with his stuff. Right, but he doesn't have to give it away. My Tashma Mishlo iniach eriv v'tavshilin harizelo yofe v'lo yavash v'lo yatmin lo yat lo lachirim. If somebody didn't put it there, v'tavshilin, he can't bake or cook or do hatmana for himself or for others. V'lo achirim ofen yavash lo, and others cannot do it for him. Ketzad hu oseh mak nekimcho lachirim, says a beferish, he's got to give it to someone else. V'ofen lo yavash lo shma mina hu nesar v'kimcho nesar shma mina. By the way, you're allowed to do hakna on Yantif. Going to do Akhna and Yantif, right? We're going to learn later on, right? Kinyanim on Shabbos and Yantif are Aser. What about Litzorech Mitzvah? There's two machlokas. Number one, Litzorech Mitzvah might be Mutter, right? Like, for example, the Gemara we had in Sukkah, to give your lulav to your friend on the first day because you want Lachem, right? And number two, matana might be mutter. Right? There is a machlokas rishonim, whether the isra mekach u'memkar on Shabbos and Yontif includes matana. The Meiri says beferish it does not. So the Meiri says, you know why you're allowed to give the lulav? Because it was never aser. It's not, you don't need the sarach mitzvah. It's a matana. Right? Laman afkamina, giving a bar mitzvah boy, a matana, giving a, you're going eating at somebody's house. Right, the best thing to do, lachanchilu, Mr. Barat, the Shmir Shabbos discusses, be zocheid on their behalf before Shabbos, or have in mind that they shouldn't be koneid till after, but either way, matana could be mutter, and letzorach mitzvah could be mutter as well. Period. Ibai luhu, avar va'afamai, what happens if somebody cooked without an erev tavshilin? They cooked. The first case is, what do you do if you forgot, if you didn't set one? What if somebody violated, right, avar va'afa, violated the issur d'rabbanan? My. So Tashma, Michlo Inech Erev Tavshilin, Kate said, oh, so what should he do? Mak, are the brayos that we just quoted? Mak Nekipcho La'achirim, Va'achirim, Ofin Lo Mavashlin Lo, and others take care of him, Ve'im Isa. And if it's true that if somebody does it anyway, it's mutter, list the Amar Va'al for mutter. Just say, if somebody did it, it's mutter. So Amar Abad Amar Masna, no, Tona Takada De Terek Tani, Takada De Sira Lok Tani. The Brice is only interested in telling you, what should you do now? What should you do now? Not if you did it, if you violated, what is the allowance for the Avarian? Tashma, let's still try to prove it. Mishihi niyech eruvei tavshilin, hareze ofe umevashel umatmin. If somebody says an erev tavshilin, you can do whatever you want in terms of food preparation. Right, a big discussion. There's some things like, what about other hachanas that are not food preparations? What if I want to roll the Torah for the next day? From Yontif to Yontif. From Yontif to Shabbos. Is that included? What about Halakas Neiros? Big discussions in Tavkuf Chav Zayin, I think, in the end of Chelakei. Setting the table, extensions of food and even non-food. Right, so that's a big discussion, what's allowed. But for sure, food preparations. Vimrat Zalechol, let's say Ruvo, Harishus Biyado, and let's say you want to eat your Erev. You want to eat your Erev? So you can eat your Erev. What's the chiddush? Of course you can eat your Erev. No, you might say that it's Megalal Mafreya that this was not getting ready for Shabbos. Kamash Malan. Vimratza, meaning, when are we talking about? After you've done all your preparations before Shabbos. On Shabbos, of course. But even on Yontif, after all the preparations, you might say this is Megalal that you didn't really cook for Shabbos. Kamash Malan, it's okay. That's the tzlach. But if you ate it before you did the preparations, then you can't if it's already consumed before. And others cannot bake or cook for him. But you could cook for Yontif for Friday. If you have leftovers, you can eat it on Shabbos. No problem. But you can't be marim. What does marim here mean? It means after you finish cooking for Yontif, you say, oh, I have to cook some more. I'm going to invite some guests. Right, Rashi on the second line. If you have leftovers, fine. But to be marim and say, I'm going to cook more for Yontif now, okay? When it's really, you have no plans to eat this for Yontif. You're allowed to be marim the first time. But you can't cook separately. V'imharim asr. And if you're marim, it's asr. So says the Gemara, if you did this haram, it's aser. So lachara, the same thing. If you bemazed it, cooked on Yontif for Shabbos, it's also aser. So the Gemara says, ironically, Amar Avashi, no. Harama kamrit. Shiny harama. Dachmira barabana tfeimi mazid. Harama can even be worse. If somebody says, I'm cooking for Shabbos today. So then, he did something wrong, but maybe that food could be mutter. But if he was marim, he says, yeah, I'm cooking for Shabbos today. I'm cooking for Yontif today, if I've guessed. That trickster is even worse. Why? Rashi says in two ways. Number one, other people might learn from him. If somebody's an Avarian, okay, he's doing something wrong. Nobody's going to learn from him. But if somebody says, yeah, that's what I'm doing, it's easier. And number two, it's harder for him to do tshuva because he thinks he's in the right. He thinks that he's bar hetter. So both Lagabi others and Lagabi himself, ha'arama can be worse, but he can be marbet b'shirin, right? He can be marbet in the meat itself that he's cooking for Yontif. He can be marbet. He just can't do it separately. One more line. Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Hamani Chananya. Well, maybe you're right. This price approves Aser, but it's Chananya who's machmir in general by Eruvei Tavshilin Halachas. V'yalibet Beishamai Detanya Chananya Omer. Veishamai omrim ein ofen ela imkein ire bepas. Veimavashlan ela imkein ire betashal. Veitobre ela imkein hayu chabit tvudim erev yantif. Veishamai, Chananya Veishamai holds that erev tavshilin has to be very specific. If you want to bake, you need to set a baked good. If you want to cook, you have to set a cooked item. Right? You have to do atmana, everything very specific. You can do whatever you want with one cooked item. The minhag is to use one cooked item and one baked item. Matzah and challah and chicken and fish, whatever it is. That is the minhag. But either way, this is, so just like he's machmir here, so too maybe he's machmir for avar v'afa. Ha'arama is a huge topic. Ha'arama is a huge topic. Here it says v'imma'arim. Sometimes ha'arama, the Gemara says, are okay, and sometimes not. There are many contexts where ha'arama is used. For example, number one, right, prusbo is called a ha'arama in certain contexts. Heter iska to allow ribis, mechiras chametz, and yonadiyoma, heter mechira by shmita, Shtari Mechira to allow people to have their workers work on Shabbos or Yantif. All of these, or selling a Bechor before the Bechor Behemoth Tahora is born. All of these, there's two issues to ask. Number one, is the mechanism faulty? Number two, is the mechanism perfect, but your motivation is faulty? That is the question. So the worst one is type one. If the mechanism is faulty, that's a worse ha'arama. That's the machlokas. Most of these, there's no machlokas about whether it works. It for sure works. The question is the motivation a problem? Some have the problem by heta mechira of shmita. If you hold shmita, the kedusha shmita is d'oraisa, and certainly that you can't do heta mechira. That's a worse problem. But most of the kinds of ha'arama is that it works. The question is, should you be doing it? Yeah, they just came out last week with a new Be'er Miriam, which is one of the Sfarim about the Mo'adim from Yeshivat Har Etzion. So there is an article about all these Haramas. He discusses why many times Harama is not looked down upon. If you look at the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis in Temura, where it talks about being Marim on a Bechor, the Rambam says, Hatachbula Hamuteres Nikres Ha'arama. V'she'enu Muteres Nikres Mirma. Ha'arama versus Mirma. The Mishnah there says, Ketan Ma'arimin ala Bechor. Right, most Ha'aramas aren't in Mishnais. But there, in the article, I think it's from Moshe Lichtenstein, he discusses that how many Ha'aramas that are mutter in the Mishnah and others, you know why it's a mutter Ha'arama? Because it's not what Ha'arama usually means, trick. It's not a trick. Ha'arama means that there's a certain goal that the Torah has. But if the Chazal see that that goal is not being met, they'll use a ha'arama to try to achieve that goal. For example, people stop lending money. So, because they're worried, so what's the goal? The goal of Shemitah is chesed. That's the goal of Shemitah's ksafim. So if nobody's lending money, then the whole goal is ruined. So what does Prusbel allow? Prusbel allows them to lend money again. So they're lending. He quotes Mechiras Chametz. Mechiras Chametz originally was to say, Pesach is not meant to make people broke. When people started, their parnassa started being in whiskey, their parnassa started being in chametz, so then, if they had to get rid of all their chametz, so then, in a way of destroying it, they would go broke. That's not the purpose of Pesach. So that's how the chachamim started, allowing mechiras. He says maybe, for people who have like one bottle of whiskey, maybe it's not such a, that's not. Meant. Even though, who says that tashbisu means destroy it? Get it out of your house. You've gotten it out of your house. Or heter, it goes through many of the other examples. Bechor behema, right? It's automatically kadosh. Why aren't you supposed to get out of the kedusha? Because it's a carbon. What, today it's a good idea to have a carbon walking around? No. It's more covet for the Beis HaMikdash to prevent the kedusha. So many of these haramis are following. They're helping us do the halacha. They're not circumventing the halacha. He said that these are all examples that are quoted. But again, everyone has to be outlined. The Rosh has a very important line in Shabbos, and the Rosh has it here too, in early Daf Yud Beis, Ein kol ha'arama shavos. You can't compare ha'arama to ha'arama. Every type of case of ha'arama has to be analyzed separately. Okay, let's finish up. Says the Gemara. We're still in the question. If somebody violated the Isser D'Rabbanan of cooking on Yontif to Shabbos, so is that food usser? Tashma, ha-ma'aser, so we're quoting other Isser D'Rabbanan that were violated. Hama'aser peirosa b'Shabbos. If somebody is ma'aser, you're not allowed to be ma'afer shumas and ma'asers on Shabbos. If somebody did b'shogeg yochal b'mezid lo yochal b'shogeg, it can still be eaten b'mezid lo yochal and b'mezid it cannot. So you see, it's aser. It's a drabana violated. It's aser. So lo tzricha this le peirachridi. No, the only reason it was aser there was because he had other fruit. But in a chinami, if this is your only food, they would have matured it. Tashma amad b'kelim b'Shabbos. If somebody tovels their kelim, also an isidra abundant of tikkun. B'shogeg yishtamish b'en. If it was b'shogeg, you didn't realize it was Shabbos, so then mutter b'mezid lo yishtamish b'en. Again, you violated an isidra abundant, and you say the result is still aser. So you should say the same thing by Erev Shilin. Lo tzricha disle manachrini. No, again, you have other kelim. Inami efshar b'she'ela. Or there you have another choice, just borrow other people's kelim. So no, it's not making it so difficult for you to not be allowed to use the tevila. Tashma hamavashal b'Shabbos b'shogi yochal b'mezid lo yochal. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, again b'mezid lo yochal. So Gemara says, Isur the Shabbos shiny. What are you comparing me Shabbos? Isur Shabbos is different, right? Rashi says it's an Isur skil and Isur kares. We're talking about yontif. 1 second, says the Rishash right here. We were just comparing Drabbanan to Daraisas. So why aren't we mechalik between Drabbanan versus Daraisa? Why are we mechalik between Shabbos and Yontif? Says the Rishash, based on a something we mentioned before, the Ramban and Parshas Emor, the Ritva and Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin, say that the Isurei Drabbanan of Shabbos are different than the Isurei Drabbanan of any other context of Halacha. The Isurei Drabbanan of Shabbos are a Shemetz of Daraisa. Even though they're only Asa Drabbanan, they're all included in the Asay of Shabbason, which is about creating a uniquely different day than the rest of the week, and even the Isurei Drabbanan. That's why there's a special name for Isurei Drabbanan of Shabbos. Shvus! You don't call anything else Shvus. Any other Isurei Drabbanan, right? Eating Basa B'chalav is not called Shvus. Basa B'sar Of B'chalav. So that's why the Rishash says this last line is going back on all the answers. Not just in the last one, the Daraisa one, even the Drabbanan ones. Beishamai Yomim Sheitav Shilin, quickly, Masizu Lo Kiaitana. Beishamai, who says you have to have two cooked items, is not like the following. Bryce said, the Tanya, Abram Shimon Elazar, Modim Beishamai Beisil Sheitav Shilin Shetzara. Everybody agrees you need two Tav Shilin. Alma Nechleku Al Dago Beisa Shalav. The Machlokas is the fish with the egg rubbed on it. Shabishami Omim Sheitav Shilin, Beisil Omim Tav Shil Echad. That's the Machlokas. What do you consider that? Vishavin Shimpirper Beitza Vinasal Tocha Dog. If you mashed up an egg and put it into the fish, Osher Risik Kaflotos Vinasal Tocha Dog, that you mashed up leek and put it in, Sheitav Shilin. That's two items. You prepared it, then you just put it together. Amar Rava Elchazak Tana Didan Valibu Beisil. We bask in one. If it gets lost before you prepare, then you can't use it. Amar Abaya, Naktinan Hiskel Beisasov and Echale Ruvo Gomer. If you started preparing, then you can't continue. But if you didn't start preparing yet, and then you got lost, so then you cannot rely on it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, Harama is a huge topic, a very important one. The Rosh, look back at the Rashba earlier on Daf Yud Beis, and the Rosh in Masechta Shabbos discusses it as well. Okay, we'll stop here.